Amid the chaos of Katrina and postponed Supreme Court confirmation hearings, Congress returned to session today. Helping the victims of Hurricane Katrina is obviously at the top of the agenda, as are angry questions about the muddled federal response. Earlier today, President Bush announced he will head an investigation into what happened. The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee will also hold its own hearings, according to a joint announcement today by Senators Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut and Susan Collins of Maine. Senator Collins asked why the lessons learned after the September 11th attacks appear to have done little to mitigate this new tragedy.
How is it possible that almost 4 years to the day after the attacks on our country, with billions of dollars spent to improve our preparedness, that a major area of this nation was so ill-prepared to respond to a catastrophe?
There have also been a number of proposals to aid the recovery effort in various ways. We're joined now from Capitol Hill by Representative Mark Foley, Republican of Southern Florida. He's no stranger to hurricane devastation. 4 touched down in his district last year. Thanks so much for being with us today, Congressman.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Now, you've introduced legislation to remove FEMA from the Department of Homeland Security. How much support are you getting for that, and why introduce that legislation?
Much support I get. I've been asking for this effort for quite some time, even before the first hurricane struck Florida, because one of my concerns was when we rapidly tried to create an agency to provide comfort and safety for America, I was worried that, in fact, we would have created the ultimate albatross, which is a colossal bureaucracy that has to report too many chains of command to get a simple decision made. So I think in light of all the commentary on FEMA, on the response, and some blame needs to be shared by local and state governments, but at least at the moment, I believe, separating FEMA, creating it, and putting it back in the place it was to respond to these natural disasters would be a great step forward in trying to create, if you will, the agency that I think we all depend on, and frankly, we desperately need in these times of crisis.
Well, from your own experience with hurricanes in your state, what else do you think the federal government can do to be quicker in their response to this kind of disaster, more effective on the ground, and get there as soon as they're needed?
Well, I think it's pre-planning, and what I find regretful is that the local governments didn't do more to evacuate prior to the storm. There's no question we've all known, particularly in Florida, that with the hurricane season upon us, Max Mayfield from NOAA, a national weather organization, have all predicted that this would be an extraordinarily active storm. Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, did what was right and ordered evacuations far in advance of the storm so that there was an orderly departure from homes. That should be the norm, not the exception. People were waiting too late to leave New Orleans, despite the fact that it's long been known as a potential disaster area based on its location below sea level. So I think there has to be a lot more pre-planning. Clearly, there has to be more resources in place and ready. There has to be a greater coordination with the United States military, as evidenced by their rapid response once they were asked to join the effort. They then were able to get the convoys in necessary to help remediate some of the crisis that was unfolding before our very eyes. But the federal government does need to do more than just do modeling and planning. FEMA says over the last several months they've been studying the tsunami and its effect on the community and had an action plan ready for a comparable disaster. Well, they may have done the test drill, but they failed miserably in the real-life exercise.
Now, something else you've proposed is that you want to bring home National Guard troops from the affected areas. You want to bring them home from Iraq. Is that correct?
Without question. That has been my request of the president. And simply put, those men and women are deeply stressed about the unfolding disasters in their home. For your listeners' benefit, they do have Fox and CNN telecast in Iraq, and our troops are watching things back home. Those men and women who are deployed from the National Guard in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida are under a tremendous, tremendous emotional strain, knowing that their children, their loved ones may be homeless. They may not even know the status of those family members, and they could be a valuable resource to us back home, helping clean, strengthen our community, protecting property, helping stop looters. But I believe psychologically they'll be very little use to us in the theater in Iraq at this time, and out of compassion we should bring them home and let them help both secure their homes, their families, and more importantly help their communities rebuild.
One other question. There was a whole slate of tax cuts about to come up in Congress. What's the fate of that of those tax cuts now, would you say?
Well, some need to continue. Capital gains tax reduction at 15% probably needs to continue to keep the economy vibrant. This is going to take a horrific toll on our economy. But I think any new taxes probably have to be postponed. And I hope, frankly, we strike an agreement on the estate tax. Doesn't mean full elimination, but it could mean a number that would mostly satisfy 90% of Americans. We have a huge bill that is going to come due for these natural disasters. We're talking housing, rebuilding of levees. We're talking about a massive infrastructure restoration project that's not going to come cheap. And so we have to be very, very prudent and very careful as we're allocating dollars that we not go too quickly on tax relief right now. We may be able to revisit that as we watch the economy carefully for signs of stress. But for the moment, I think our priorities have to be, rather than wrestling with the other side of the aisle over tax relief, more importantly, finding ways to solve the human suffering that's occurring in these states.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Congressman Foley.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Republican Congressman Mark Foley represents one of Florida's southern districts and joined us by phone from Capitol Hill. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And joining me now in the studio is Ron Elving, our NPR's Washington editor. Ron, thanks so much for being with us. Wanted to continue this discussion about what's going on in Capitol Hill. We just heard Congressman Foley say that some of the administration's agenda on tax cuts may have to be modified somewhat. How is all this affecting the president's agenda on the Hill and what's going on in Capitol Hill now?
Lynn, the first thing that's happened is that no other subject is really of relevance. No other subject is going to get an individual member of Congress any attention. Everybody is talking about this disaster that's overtaken the Gulf Coast region. And all the other things that people were coming back here with a full head of steam to do or talk about or push or resist, it's all put to one side. The only possible exception to that would be the nomination of John Roberts to the Supreme Court, and even that has been postponed into next week because, of course, of the death of the Chief Justice, William Rehnquist, and the decision by the President to nominate John Roberts to that job instead of to the other vacancy on the Supreme Court. So we are still talking about the Supreme Court, but apart from that, all other issues basically in a cocked hat at this point. Everyone is focusing on Katrina. And when there is an issue like that, when there is a moment like that in the history of Congress, such as after 9/11, really it drives everything else off the agenda and lasts for weeks, months, possibly longer.
Now, the president says that he is going to launch an investigation into the federal response. Plans in Congress also for an investigation. What will be the difference between these two investigations, would you say?
It's not clear what kind of an investigation the president has in mind. When he made that remark this morning, he was responding to a question about creating an independent commission, such as the 9/11 commission that investigated after the terrorist attacks. The president resisted the creation of that commission several years ago and then relented. He is again resisting the idea of needing an independent commission, saying in essence, we're going to look into why the response was slow and inadequate, and I'm going to lead it myself. So you don't really need to do anything else in the executive branch or outside the executive branch. Of course, the president knows that Congress will also want to have its own investigation, and that, in fact, Senators Susan Collins and Joe Lieberman, that's the Republican from Maine, Susan Collins, and the Democrat from Connecticut, and Lieberman, have already begun the mechanics for having their own investigation. They are the chairman and ranking member, respectively, of the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee, and they have the jurisdiction to investigate this. They are also two people who were largely responsible for setting up the Department of Homeland Security, and since FEMA is now part of the Department of Homeland Security, this is their baby in a way, and they are quite interested in how poorly all of this has gone, and they obviously want to dismantle it and get inside it and find out what happened.
Ron, remind us of some of the issues that have fallen by the wayside now, and do you expect them to eventually creep back onto the agenda, but in a different form, or will the fight be the same?
In the long run, of course, such issues as the estate tax or Social Security changes the president wants, or immigration changes that the Republican Party would like to push. All of these things have been interrupted and postponed, but they'll come back eventually. We just don't know exactly when. In some form, I suspect the Congress will talk about extending the elimination of the estate tax. Maybe it will not be totally eliminated, as Congressman Foley suggested, but something is going to be done on that front before we reach the expiration point for the elimination that was passed back in 2001. Some form of estate tax is probably going to survive. Also, the Social Security changes. In some sense, those are going to emerge from committee in the House, from the Ways and Means Committee. It'll be called something like retirement security. It will not be called Social Security reform so much. It'll be called retirement security. We'll see that before the end of the year. All these issues will come back. But what I don't expect is the big push towards enactment that the administration and the Republican leaders in Congress had hoped for in September and October because of this enormous, I won't call it a distraction, I'll call it a shift in focus for the entire government.
And this is going to be very, very costly. There's a wire report here that President Bush intends to seek $40 billion as a next installment for hurricane relief. That's got to change the way people are looking at these other economic issues on the Hill.
And that's on top of the $10 billion that emergency approval was gained for by Congress last Friday. I've seen the figure $100 billion. I've seen the figure $150 billion. That, for example, would represent a 50% increase in the national deficit unless some other revenue were going to be produced to make up the cost.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us today, Ron.
My pleasure, Lynn.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor, and he joined me in Studio 3A. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.